Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Pete. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You are my friend!
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
This is good. This is comfy.
Yay. Good. I'm so glad.
Oh, this is so sick.
Thank you. Welcome to the Friend Request, everybody. I'm your host, Chloe Madron, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Nick Cody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming.
This is awesome. I love this.
Yay.
I've got two kids under the age of six. They would be pretty wrapped.
Yeah.
With this setup. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have loved it as a child as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is everything I wanted it
to be.
So
straightforward.
Yeah.
Parents made it seem like it was this task that couldn't be done.
It takes me 20 minutes to set this up, plus audio and everything.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes
and
to pack it
down. And kids don't even need to record a podcast. Even less.
They
even
don't.
Less pack up time or set up
exactly,
time.
Exactly, exactly. They could. I'd probably listen to that, honestly.
There probably is one.
Yeah.
I've seen kids unboxing toys. That's fucking massive, hell. So...
That's weird.
My kids don't watch it. I'm keeping them away from that.
Yeah, smart.
That seems like a step too far. I don't know.
I think that's good because you see the kids. Natasha Leggero always talks about her child going, "Hey, guys."
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want that.
No. Are your kids funny?
Yes.
Yeah.
In two very different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
The five-year-old's very artsy and... loud and silly, and the two-year-old's just a meat axe. He's just funny, but he's like a jock.
Awesome.
Like he's a two-year-old jock. He's 18 kilos, which if you don't know much about children, he's huge.
That's like, big.
He's huge. And awesome. He'll just run past, punch you in the dick, go, ha, 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 run off, you know.
That's a good bit.
It is a good bit. I never even showed him. I don't know where he got it. It's an internal so thing, you know.
It's just, it's instinctive.
Yeah.
We all have that inside us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Is a five-year-old a girl?
No.
Both boys.
Yeah.
Oh,
both
my
boys,
God.
Yeah.
Fun house.
And the five-year-old, very much like my wife, and the two-year-old, very much like me.
Cute.
It's a nice split. Yeah.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about your family life because it just seems incredibly wholesome and awesome.
Which is why I'm up here and not in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Time out from the kids. Little
Fair
break.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean... I do have a cat, so obviously I'd kind of know
of course.
What it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
you get it.
Like, I get it. I do. It's stressful. I'm so busy. No, I don't plan on having children. And the main reason is because of the lifestyle. I'm like, I love kids. They're gorgeous, yeah. But I'm self-absorbed and...
Oh, of course.
Seems exhausting.
Yeah. So was I until I had them. And I still sort of am, but it even takes that off you.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
You're going to take all my time and my sleep.
Yeah.
And even you're going to take my own selfishness
away.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now I think about you.
Ego death and all of that.
Yeah. Oh, awful. I don't have as many dreams now.
Oh my God.
Dreams and aspirations. Who cares? I'm just trying to get a sleep in.
Yeah. And you get like, I imagine you focus so much more on your little unit. You're like, I don't care so much. I want to provide and care for them, make sure they're safe and all that.
Yeah.
I don't need any of that.
Yeah.
No.
The only thing, one of the positives is being a comedian, mm-hmm. you can just make fun of them and that actually helps them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like by making fun of them in front of strangers,
yeah,
that pays for their food. So
that
it's
is
like, yeah, I'm going to sort of bully you behind your back.
Yeah,
I put them to sleep, I put them to bed, and then I drive out and just tell people about how fucked they are.
Do
come
they
back
know?
And it keeps the lights on. My 5-year-old has been to a few of my gigs. He was at my they were both at my recording of my special.
Yeah,
last August, but the 2-year-old he was. Just turned one at the time. He had no idea what was going on.
Of course.
If you've seen the spit, he actually cries out during it.
Oh, my God.
My wife had to breastfeed him.
Oh.
And the other, my 5-year-old, he was just eating hot chips. He was in a pub living the dream.
Awesome.
But he's been to gigs, but afterwards I'd always tell him, sorry, mate, Dad said some words up there that, you know, you shouldn't use, but I use them. It's for work.
Yep.
It's a work thing. Mm-hmm. Don't say them. And I told him once, and he said, yeah, Dad, you said all this stuff about the clowns and the sand and everything. That was pretty good. And I didn't say either of those words. I was like, no, it was more yelling F-bombs and C-bombs I thought was going to sink in. But just words that I didn't even say, clowns and sand.
He's not paying attention at all. That's great. It will be interesting, though, as they get older, when they can understand you listening to you talk about them. It'll be interesting to see what they have to say about it.
Yeah, you don't want to do too... You don't want them getting bullied.
No, of course not. But also, I don't know, I feel like most kids have a defiant period, you know, no matter what their parents do or whatever.
But of course.
That's a great thing to be defiant about. It's like, don't you dare talk about me on stage.
The 5-year-old has... Like, I'm on breakfast radio in Melbourne. Yeah. And a bunch of his mates will listen in the car on the way to kinder and they'll ask him questions and stuff. But he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like he has no... And if I'm on TV, because a bunch of our mates are on TV, he'll go, do you know that person, Dad? And I'm like, yeah, it's Tommy Little.
Yeah.
We started comedy together. So he just thinks everyone on TV is my mate.
Yeah.
So he has no, you know, just doesn't care.
Yeah. Of course.
It's like, you don't know Bluey, though, because Bluey's a drawing. I go, all right, you got me.
You know? You probably know some people working on Bluey,
Yeah,
though.
Some people have voiced some of the characters in Bluey.
You're like, actually? Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, chest out to my 5-year-old. Yeah. Oh, fucking, I do know him. I fucking do know who did that.
Yeah, big dog him. That's good.
Yeah, that's Mick Malloy. He's on Triple M. I do know him.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Now before I get into too deep into like interviewing you, I do actually want to point out something was raised to me today, and it seems like an important issue for this podcast.
Yeah.
Hall & Oates, who I use one of the songs as the intro song with some other things so that it's fine for copyright.
Don't get too big.
Daryl Hall has issued a restraining order against Oates today.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. Apparently it's about like debt issues or something like
that.
Holy
shit.
Which I don't know because it's not, nothing's actually properly released, but I'm wondering like, is Oates going after Hall for debt? And Hall's like, no, I'm not.
Stay away.
Restraining order.
Yeah.
I won't pay you back. I don't know.
That's
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you always just assume those duos are going to be.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yeah. They're
but
friends.
Then they, yeah. Especially if they get this far into it.
Exactly.
Normally stealing money, Hall and Oates, you'd assume maybe early 80s.
Totally.
It's going to kick off.
But totally. When they're in the height of fame and they're doing drugs and all that sort of shit.
Having a good time.
No.
2023 got them.
Yep. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, pull one out for Hall & Oates. I'm sorry, Kings.
Have
I'm
a
not
sip
gonna...
of me pre-mug for Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Cheers, boys.
Good luck, gents. Yeah, that's rough.
I'm also like, maybe settle down. Just block him on Instagram or something, you know? Do you have to have a restraining order?
The new restraining order.
Yeah, exactly.
Mute.
I hope it works that way. I think one day I'm going to get killed otherwise, but I don't know. I'm a bit worried.
That's grim.
It is.
And
grim.
It'll be grim if it happens because they'll show this on the news and me laughing, going, "Ah, oh, that's so silly. What? Those crimes would never happen."
Oh, no.
So I was way off.
Look, it is statistically more likely to be Jacob, but yeah. I did always say to
Where
him,
is he?
He'll be back soon, but he keeps me on edge.
You say he'll be back. Exactly. He'll be back. he yelled he'll be back. He sped off, furious.
He's not driving anyway. He doesn't have a license. We're fine.
How old is Jacob?
32.
Oh, I got mine at 31.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I only got it. My wife was pregnant with our first.
Good move.
And she's like, "I'm not getting an Uber to the hospital." So,
oh, my God.
Which is a fair call.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And the worst bit, I did all the, do you drive?
Yeah.
Show off. Now.
manual too.
Manual. Mm-hmm. Sick. Mm-hmm. Nice work. Dart. Dart out
used
the mount.
Used to be.
Oh, really? Dart out the mount and manual. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's a cool combo. I did all the hours.
Yeah.
When I was like 18. No. And then just didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
Just forgot it for 13 years.
Would something traumatic happen or something? Or
no.
Just
lazy.
Oh, my God.
Just moved out of the suburbs of Melbourne, out of the western suburbs. Moved closer to the city.
Yeah, okay.
And then just caught trains. Rode a bike everywhere.
Well, I lived in Melbourne for almost 3 years and I didn't drive once. So,
yeah. Yeah. What part of Melbourne?
All over. North Melbourne.
Yeah.
Leichhardt.
That's Sydney.
No, that's Sydney. What's the one that's like that Northcote?
Oh, yeah.
Similar.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know where I am, honestly.
I'm just in here at all times.
Maribyrnong as well.
Yeah.
Footscray,
yeah. Yeah.
And everywhere. Public transport's great.
It's
so
good to go.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I miss it, honestly. Sydney's a bit more of a fuck around.
I've never driven in Sydney. Seems pretty...
It's pretty
hectic.
Good.
Yeah.
Although apparently when I have guests in the car...
I'm not scared, by the way. I will drive. I'll get a hire car tonight. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my
gonna
God. I'm
going to scull my Prima and get in the car and have a go.
Look out, Sydney drivers.
Fully licensed 36-year-old. Watch out.
Who's been driving for 5 years.
Yeah. But with kids in the back. High stakes driving.
That is high stakes. Oh, my God. No, I just apparently when people are in my car, they can tell that I'm not from Sydney because the way I drive is very like, "Come on in, love. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Very Queenslander.
Yeah.
But just not merging. Just
keep
heaps of people are on the freeway. I'll wait. I'll wait till it's clear. I'll wait till the freeway's empty.
Totally.
I'll get in. Yeah. I lived in Queensland on and off in Brizzy for a couple of years. Well, I'd go up a week at a time every month.
Yeah.
And, then I was there over COVID for like 4 months.
I remember that.
And that was, that was the only thing that did my head in about the place.
How?
The driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, if you try and get from Brizzy to the Gold Coast on a Friday afternoon, you better leave before 2.
It's awful.
Or it'll be 2. Or you're like, or everyone could merge and do the speed limit and we'd all get there pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's just waiting, letting people in. You go. Yeah.
I've said it before. I think that the heat cooks our brains up there or something.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I like it.
I mean, they just...
I always wanted the daylight saving. I never understood why there was no daylight savings. But then with two young kids, like, if you're going to wake up early, the sun's going to be up. So let's go.
Yeah. This is the first daylight savings crossover thingy that I've ever... noticed that I don't actually want it, and it's only because of comedy.
Yeah,
just because doing gigs when the sun's still up,
it's
fucking weird.
Yeah, so. And some pub gigs are like, we don't need to put curtains up over the windows because it'll be dark.
Yeah,
and then summer rolls around, and comedy in the light is.
I was emceeing a gig when it was still light the other day, and I was like, "Just hold your hands up, we're okay. Look at me. Don't look at them.
Build a fort.
Yeah.
Give me 20 minutes with audio."
That'd be great if that just became my shtick. Oh, my God.
Real shit X-Men, you know. It's Fort Builder. Here she is.
It doesn't come out of me or anything either. I just have like a little backpack on at all times.
20 minutes.
Hang on. Oh, my gosh. So this is a standard question I have for most of my married guests.
Yeah.
Is your wife your best friend?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, by the definition of best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah.
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 Yeah, love it.
Best mate? Nah, I got mates.
Okay,
mates,
okay.
Mates, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
I guess got to be best friend.
Mm.
You're rolling together through life.
Right.
It's hectic. Yeah.
Some people are like, absolutely not. And I'm thinking, that sounds not as fun.
Yeah.
Nowhere near as fun.
Yeah. It does need to be your best friend for like, I'm going to put a baby in you.
Yeah.
It's going to get massive. Can you carry it around for me? Come on, bestie. I need you to do this, bestie. You push it out, I'll catch it. And I'll cut the cord. Best friends.
That's a big solid.
Let's go.
Did you cut the cord?
Yeah.
Was it twice, like squishy?
Yeah, yeah, calamari-esque is what everyone tells you. It is, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gross.
But I'm worse. Yeah, it is. It's weird. It's a weird time.
Yeah.
Beautiful time,
of course,
but crazy time. But I'm a big softie, so I'm like in tears. I was worse than my wife, I think, both times. And she's much fitter than me. And the second baby, she pushed out so quick. And she was walking around. It was like 4 a.m. at the women's in Melbourne. And she's breastfeeding our youngest son. And she's on the phone to her mum and dad telling them what happened.
Oh, my God.
And I was on the couch just with a coffee, just so haggard. Like,
oh, my God.
And one of the doctors came in and said, did you fucking give birth, mate? Just getting roasted first day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see your... vulnerability and ability to be so emotional, because even just what you share about your wife and your family, it's so gorgeous. I was talking to Jacob about it earlier today, and he's like, we love to see a man like, you know, smitten with his wife. It's so freaking cute.
Oh, it doesn't mean there's not battles.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. You're a human.
Yeah.
She's human, and I assume.
Two little kids, breakfast radio. I get up at 4:30.
Oh,
I do gigs at night.
Yep.
Trying to sneak naps in between. And occasionally I'm just run down.
Yeah.
And cranky.
Get grumpy.
Yeah. Bit of a Jacob, I'll be back. Slam the door.
He's never done this, okay? Don't be worried. He's a good guy.
But no, they're great.
Yeah.
I don't share the kids, though.
No.
Occasionally the backs of their heads.
Yeah.
You're copping a photo.
Or a little emoji on the face or something. But still, the vibes are there.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
I could probably put up younger photos of them, especially the 5-year-old, because him as a baby doesn't look anything like him.
All babies look the same.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But they get a passport for like five or 10 years or something.
Jesus.
But from So he went overseas when he was like 8 months old. He's got a passport from then that is still valid now. And it's like,
he
looks way different. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Whereas if my passport gets a tear on it, they're like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Get a new one.
It's not you.
It's not you. I'm like, you can't tell me this kid is this one you're looking at. There's no way.
Oh, my God.
The first thing, a hair falls out, different hair grows in. It looks a completely different human, and it's still good to go.
I thought mine was bad. Mine's from when I was, I think, 18.
Yeah.
And it's valid until next year, and I do not look the same. I was doing, like, a lot of drugs then.
Yeah.
I looked like a junkie, different hair color. Like, it's not good. I'm also kind of impressed. I'm like, look how skinny I was. But it's so crazy that they just let you have that. I'm like, that's a baby.
Yeah.
This is, and yours is literally a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Don't know how it works.
No.
I think they scan the eye. I don't know what's going on.
They scan the eyes?
I assume so. That must be they don't have his fingerprints. So I don't know what they're using. Oh, or it's like, if you're willing to take a baby on a plane, they don't give a fuck what papers you have.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah. Good luck
if this isn't
you.
Your, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, you've got to be with this on a plane for ages.
Oh,
so.
That's a really good point. How are they flying?
They're good. My 5-year-old's great, because I was in Brisbane and touring a lot, and my wife and him would come on a bunch of the trips.
Yes.
And that was pre-COVID. It was tiny. You fly all the time. But the little one hasn't been on as much.
Yeah, okay.
He's the meat axe, but he freaks out on takeoff. He'll sit there and be like, yes, plane, yes. He's so pumped. And then the engine starts and goes, leans down and passes out like he's on a ride.
God.
He's on a fucking Mad Mouse. He's
he sounds
just on a Virgin
so
flight.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But there's no way. I know mates of mine that are like, we're taking the kids to Greece.
Yep.
You're like, why? They're not. Not that they won't. It's not even that they won't remember it. The two-year-old won't remember it. But
yeah.
It's more the, like, the juice isn't worth the squeeze, you know?
No.
It's the crazy. The reward is not there. There's no way.
It's really not.
Yeah.
It's really, really not. Yeah.
I could take them to Greece, to the Greek islands.
Yep.
Or I could take them to the Great Ocean Road, an hour and a half from my house.
Yeah.
And all they see is beach. So go to the beach.
And
the
you can
house.
Tell them it's Greece, probably.
Yeah. 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 I had to go overseas a few times this year, and my son's furthest point, because he doesn't remember going to Singapore when he was little, the furthest he's been is the Sunshine Coast.
Yep.
We're flying to the Gold Coast or Brisbane. And okay, mate, I've got to go to Las Vegas in America. And he's like, whoa. Further than the Gold Coast? Like, man, so much further. That's as long as a flight is to him. 2 hours 20.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
Further than the Gold Coast?
Oh, that's awesome. When's that? Or have you already been?
No, I've been twice this year.
Oh my god.
I've aged rapidly. Yeah. It's been a fun year.
How long were you over there for?
A week each time. In Vegas. Yeah.
With that much travel time and all of that jet lag to be there for a week.
Oh,
no,
if you've got kids, like, I'm always jet lagged.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
okay.
it's fine. Okay, okay. And then you turn up to Vegas and there's no kids.
Yeah.
And every casino is just pumping oxygen into the rooms. It's the best I've ever felt. It was so good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I got a bit about it at the minute. So if you've got, you go to Vegas, I went for a week long Bucks party.
Yeah.
And it was like a health retreat. I came back refreshed. I felt so good. A week-long Bucks party with like 23 comedians from around the world. It was ruthless.
Jesus.
But so fun.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Have you been to Vegas?
No. Oh. I haven't been anywhere, basically. I've been to Southeast Asia, of course, because it's cheap and close.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm going to...
Bali? Thailand?
You've been to Thailand? Yeah. A few times, yeah.
Thailand's sick.
It's so amazing. Which part? Koh Samui, Koh Phangan. Yeah. The islands and then Bangkok and stuff. Yeah. And Vietnam once, but I am
Carl Chandler from Little Dum Dum Club. He'll be loving this right
now.
Oh,
absolutely.
Loves Koh Samui.
Yeah, he's a frequent listener, I'm sure.
Shout out, Carl.
I need to send him a message, actually, so maybe he will check it out. But I am going to America next year for the first time.
Oh, great.
To do shows.
Yeah,
I'm
where
so
are you
excited.
Going?
New York and LA.
Yeah.
I was saying to Jacob...
Have you got a visa?
Yeah, to sort that out. Yeah.
Not doing shows.
Sorry, no.
Just going over to have
a
look at the Statue of Liberty and the Hollywood sign and coming straight back.
I feel like I need to become a big enough superstar so that I can go, give me a visa. And they go, okay.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
No, well, I've had the O-1, like the 3-year work visa a couple times and lived there a little bit on and off. And the weirdest question, so you've got to prove all this stuff.
Yeah.
They make it hard to, you know, how much work do you have coming up? Do you have money to make sure you can get home? You know, they just don't want you to stay there illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But then say there's 12 questions in this thing. Question 9 is, do you have any photos with famous people?
Oh, my God.
Like, as in, like a fucking kid has just got to work in the passport office and go, ask them if they know anyone from the movies.
Holy shit. Yeah. And that'll like help get you across the line?
Apparently, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, all right, we can work with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, because Jacob and I do want to move in a few years, but we're going to LA and New York, he's coming. And I was saying, because we want to get married in the next few years.
Yeah.
I was like, well, while we're in LA, we could just pop over to Vegas, do a Vegas wedding. We both want that. And he was like,
sick.
Vegas isn't there. It's not like right there.
What do you mean?
Is it right there?
Well, yeah.
Next to LA?
Like a 45-minute flight.
Oh, I was thinking of driving.
Yeah, yeah. Like 3.5 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jacob.
Has he been?
No.
Don't come back, Jacob, until you get a globe. I hope you're at the globe shop.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
The drive is unbelievable.
Yes. Okay, yeah. That's the plan then. Yeah. Sorry, family. You guys are going to have to not be at the wedding.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
We'll be there. It's fucking Vegas.
Yeah, so true.
If you invite people to a Vegas wedding, they're turning up.
You reckon?
The fun ones are turning up. You separate the wheat from the chaff.
My brother will be there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, cool. Well, that changes everything.
It's the best.
Oh,
it's
God.
The best. Some people don't love it. They go, it's all drinking and gambling and smoking indoors. And
those
I'm like,
people are nerds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I say as I golf. Yes. All those healthy things.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, Vegas wedding would be so cool.
Wouldn't it?
I'd love to have like a travel agency just for Vegas.
Yes.
People come in and they're like, we're looking to go to LA. I'm like, get the fuck out of my shop. Just come to me purely for Las Vegas.
You've got the goods on where to go and everything?
Oh, just yeah.
I'll
depends
be hitting
what
you
up. Do.
Okay.
Please. It would bring me such joy.
You're going to like quietly plan my wedding.
I think 8 times.
Mm. I've
spent over a month of my adult life drinking in Las Vegas.
Oh,
which
my God. That,
yeah. Can't be great. But yeah.
That's awesome. Was it mostly for parties and things with people? Like buxes?
Yeah. I've been there twice for work stuff. Mm-hmm. Once for a bucks, a couple of times for the UFC.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a big UFC
event.
I wrote
down a question about the UFC because of your love for it.
Oh, this is going to be such a sick podcast. Vegas and the UFC rules. Get the kid bullshit out of the way. I love them, light of my life, whatever. What else have I been there for? Road trip once with Carl and Tommy, little Dum Dum Club boys, yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Fuck, traveling with friends seems fun.
Yeah.
I've done it with my sisters and friend.
Yeah.
And that's really it. Like, they're like friends, but I don't know. I want to be properly grown up so I can just be like, hey guys, let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. And so, you know, while UFC is top of the mind... I have a little bit of a beef because I love UFC.
Yeah.
Right? But I never fucking get invited to go watch it anywhere because
I'm
a girl. Yeah, I think it's why. But even my dad and my brother will go and watch it together. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
Where's my invite?
Yeah.
I've been watching this shit longer than them, honestly. Yeah.
I reckon you'll get some invites now.
You reckon?
I reckon that's going to be... The DMs are going to blow up. A lot of UFC parties coming your way.
It's so much fun. I mean, it's so much fun to watch. And then going with your mates.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a crew of us in Melbourne that go and watch most of the big cards together.
Yeah.
At a pub. We'll each pick a pub each time. And I love it.
That's so
they're
great.
Quick. Like, even the championship fights are 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? So there's people in the crew now that are dads with young kids. They might have to go, shit, I can only come for these two fights and then I've got to go to a fucking birthday party or whatever.
Course.
But if it's a footy match, no one's going to turn up for one
true.
Half of footy.
Yeah. Know? But
they'll either say yes or no. Whereas with the UFC, you can roll in.
Yep. Watch the main card.
Catch a punch on.
Leave.
Bang.
It's so true. And it's in Australia, it's on at pretty convenient times as well. Especially if you do have kids and you got to be home at night. It's like, oh, yeah. 10 a.m. till 3 or 2 or whatever, you know? Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so
and this
cool.
sounds like such a married man birthday present to get, but every birthday or Christmas, my wife will give me a card and what's in there is she calls them UFC tokens.
Oh.
And it's like, no questions asked. You just fucking send it, champion.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm not,
so cool.
It's like the card can end at 2 p.m., and bath time is 7, and if you haven't walked in, that's fine.
Oh, no damn.
And that is worth so much.
That's sick.
It's a money can't buy experience, is the phone not ringing.
Okay, so you're selling me on having kids because I'll try that shit with Jacob, and he's like, why are you telling me where to be?
Yeah.
I'm like, your cat needs you home by bath time.
Yeah. Got to bathe the cat. The UFC, though, there'd be comics up here that watch it.
Yeah.
You know, the Mug Off Boys.
Duggan.
Yeah.
So we do sometimes watch it together, but he'll just go. We live on the fucking same street.
I saw him on the way here.
Oh, did you?
Sent him a message. Yeah.
In the pub?
No, he was walking, I assume, to a pub or from a pub.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He'll go to our local pub and he knows I want to be there. I'll go without him sometimes and I'll message, but he doesn't always... rarely messages me and I'm like, mate, you gotta sort your shit out, you gotta give me just a little message.
Chons are on,
please.
My wife at the minute is very jealous because she loves Master Chef and Dessert Masters, and the one of the hosts, Melissa Leong, is a. We did a gig together like a year or so ago.
Awesome.
At a thing called Grapes of Mirth. Like Merrick Watts runs those big outdoor winery events. One of the rare times comedy works in the daylight.
I was curious about this because it was recent.
He's running at the sun. He's not even pretending they're indoor. It's outdoors. It's a massive parties. They're great.
But it's just comedy, so everyone's there for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And I got chatting to her. We took the same flight back.
Yeah.
And mad UFC fan. Like, we would never have picked it. And occasionally, like, a UFC card's on, and I'll get a message, and it'll be her like, "Did you see that knockout?" I'm like, "Fucking, that was fucking sick." My wife will be watching Dessert Masters or whatever. And if she annoys me, I'm like, "I'm going to text Melissa and tell her you're not cool. If you don't let me go watch fights."
That's a great threat. I'm going to tell
your hero.
No.
And she's
don't.
Like, "Please don't. Please don't embarrass me."
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Another one that my son gets annoyed with, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves UFC, mate. I talk to her about it. You know everyone on the telly.
That's really funny. Do you think that that'll like...
He won't care.
He won't care?
Nah. I hope he's never near any of it.
Yeah. It seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
People are just like, "Ugh, my fucking artist, entertainment parent. Yeah. Ugh, I'm going to go do accounting."
Yeah, you can't. What I realized is you just hear too many stories of someone yelling, "You've got to be a lawyer," or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really seem to work.
No.
Or if they are, they're bad and they snap, whatever. You just subtly... So I read them nighttime stories, and there's astronauts, and I'm like, "That is the coolest job in the galaxy, boys. You can go anywhere in a spaceship. That's cool." And the 5-year-old's like, "Maybe I'll be a gymnast astronaut." I'm like, "That's a pretty sick combo.
That's
you should
a great
do that.
Combo. Put a little spacesuit on. Do some little loop de loops around the spaceship.
There's no gravity, man. That's the hardest part about gymnastics is gravity's holding you back. You can go up into space and just nail it."
That's so cute. It's like. I feel like it's easier to become an astronaut these days as well. I mean, I say "these days" as if I'm comparing it to my own
childhood. Back in my day, yeah.
But I really kind of am comparing it to like 100 years ago.
Definitely easier. They've got the technology. That helps.
Yeah. Everyone's going up there. Fucking have enough money, you get to go up there.
I think it would be easier in the way that not as like kids want to be YouTubers and stuff. So you've got less kids trying to...
So true.
I reckon when I was a kid, it was like, you want to be an astronaut or a cop or a fireman, something, you know? Whereas now someone, you know...
Now those
they're trying to get on The Bachelor or whatever. And then it all opens up.
Yeah.
You know, there's less amount of people going for the same amount of jobs.
The astronauts have to do, like, NASA has to do a campaign like the US Army. Like, we want you, please.
Yeah, please. It'll be cool.
Study maths and stuff.
Imagine how many likes the post will get when you're in space. That selfie will be the coolest selfie.
It honestly wouldn't even get as many as, like, hot chicks and cars.
Yeah.
It's the internet. It's so disheartening, man.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so you have, speaking of being in the sky, a yeah. wonderful podcast with yes. the beautiful previous guest, friend of the show, Luke Heggie, mm-hmm. Mid-Flight Brawls. Mm-hmm. How are you guys? I know you're here recording some pods with him.
Yeah.
Do you always do it in person? Do you sometimes?
No. Yeah. Unfortunately, like 98% of them have been down the line, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in Melbourne and he's in Sydney or we're, you know, we're in different places, but it makes the ones we get to do together the best.
Yeah.
Because if you've got to practice down the line, it sucks.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Sucks over Zoom. It sucks. But and then the live ones have been awesome. But now we've Mid-Flight Brawl almost at 200 eps and we're filming them all now.
Yeah.
You know, just...
I'll be up there.
Fly to another step. We get to hang out for a day.
Yeah.
Go get a beer afterwards.
Sweet.
It's way better than... Yeah.
And like, you're just... get a few episodes done while you're together or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Because the story, awesome. So it's about, yeah, each week we cover a different air rage incident
yeah.
from, yeah, from history.
Yeah.
A lot of them recent history. Like the most sky fights have been in the last few years.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
Not at all. People used to be respectable in the planes,
yeah.
you know? They'd sit
yeah.
down, they'd dress up. Sit yep. down, smoke a cigarette. And
you
go,
see
that?
Yeah, see photos of like a full leg of ham getting shaved,
oh
like it's
God,
Christmas lunch.
Beautiful.
People are just on a plane.
I want to fly like that.
Darting in a Christmas ham.
Oh, sick. That's awesome. I like imagine that it must be really nice for you guys as friends to be able to just to have the podcast as a thing that you have to chat and catch
yeah.
up. Is
yeah.
that true? Is
yeah.
that yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keeps you in
my
touch.
Wife thinks I'm just fucking around with my mate. I go, actually, we're working. We're laughing a lot talking about someone that's had 8 Valium and 3 Jack Daniels and they've headbutted a flight
Yummy.
Attendant. This is work. Yummy. Don't do that on the way to Vegas.
Okay.
Get there first. That is one thing we've learned from almost 200 eps
yep.
is that people like trying combinations of things for the first time at 35,000 feet in a metal tube. It's not...
Jeez.
Not the time to experiment, you know.
Is it often nervous flyers?
Yeah, there are a lot of nervous
yeah.
flyers.
But
more often than that, it's just shit people who can't handle their grog.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Lock it up. You're on a plane. Just watch a movie that's shit and have a cry.
Yeah.
You know, it's called flying. Come on. Have 12 red wines. Have red teeth and cry at fucking Toy Story 4. It's called international travel. Please.
God, it's so true. Someone I heard recently saying that, yeah, flying makes you emotional. Is this
yeah.
a thing? It's like,
yeah.
I definitely cry a lot on planes.
The air's thinner,
mm.
you know, the drinks hit you harder.
Tired.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not drinking. You keep saying drinking.
You're not drinking?
Not on many flights.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of mates that are flight attendants and they've all said... unequivocally, drinking on a plane is the worst thing you can do on a plane.
It's, yeah.
And
it doesn't make sense to me.
But it is free. So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
They'll charge you on a Melbourne to Brisbane on a Virgin
yeah,
flight.
Yeah, yeah, but like a long haul.
If you're international, it's free booze. Yeah.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my poor little liver.
Yeah.
It's going to struggle getting to America.
You got to watch my special live at the Corner Hotel on YouTube. The last 10 minutes is about a plane story. And it's my favorite stand-up bit, but a lot of it is
awesome.
To do with drinking on planes. I love it so much.
Fuck yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
I have
I'm
done
sorry.
It once though. The,
yeah.
Or twice maybe. The international flight, no booze,
yeah.
just water and yeah. don't eat the food. Just have water.
Yeah.
Don't eat the food. Don't drink booze.
Yeah.
And you'd feel incredible when you get there.
Yeah.
But I'm also broken at the, you know,
well,
I'm like
free,
all that free booze.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't not yeah. have a free thing. That's what I really struggle. I have to bring my water bottle with me to gigs if there are free drinks there because I just don't handle booze that well.
Yeah.
Especially as I get older. But I, if it's free, I'm like, well, I have to have some
yeah.
vodka. Just
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
God.
People not in comedy find it. Insane. Like mates of mine still find it crazy that they'll come out the back of a gig and mm-hmm. there's just bottles of booze
mm-hmm.
and wine and spirits and they're like, what is it? You're at work? It's like, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes for up to an hour.
Yeah.
I've got to drink all these beers. It's quite hard.
So many beers.
Yeah. When I was up though in 2020 in Brisbane, I wasn't drinking.
Oh, I had a year off. Yeah. I remember that. We were talking about on stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know 2020 was going to be that shit.
Yeah, you should have been drinking.
But I got to go to the grand final sober. Yep. State of Origin, game 3.
Yeah.
Sober. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never walked out of a sporting contest sober. You realize how blind people get.
Yes.
Like people hitting the wall on the way out at Suncorp Stadium, like the largest exit. Like it's not a small fucking narrow doorway. Like
it's
their
the size
stadium
of a
exits
house.
And they're bumping into the wall. You're like, how'd you fuck that up? Like this. You've gone out of your way to hit that pylon.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, that is the worst part about not drinking, I think, is just seeing how drunk people are.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. But, I mean, I'm all right. I can have fun. If it's mates and stuff drinking, that's all good. And I will drink sometimes, don't get me wrong. I actually had a magical birthday miracle on the weekend. I had a little birthday party.
Yeah.
Wasn't planning on drinking. And I was like, fuck it, you know, maybe I'll be fine this time. Because normally if I have like two drinks, I'm puking the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sort of,
I have a little bit of an allergy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
I know.
That's, but it's also good.
Yeah.
Because I've got the opposite where I can have 12 pints and I'm fine.
Oh,
that's worse.
Yeah.
Because you're doing more damage.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just a bit puffy. You know?
Well, you're right. You're right. It's definitely got to be better for me in the long run. But I had some drinks.
Yeah.
And I think I slept for 4 hours that night as well because we were up so late. And the next day I was like beaming. I was fine. It was so cool.
What were the drink? Was it a specific drink? Maybe you've unlocked the secret.
Well, no, because I only ever drink vodka and soda for that reason, because it's so much worse with like beer or wine. So it was vodka and soda as per usual. Oh, I did have a slightly illegal substance as well. I had some mushrooms.
Yeah.
That might have helped.
Yeah, well, maybe.
I don't know. But I
gotta keep experimenting.
I think it was the birthday fairies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all, you know.
I've never had mushrooms.
It was a really, really chill amount. So it was not very noticeable. I was kind of just like, oh, nice. I feel like smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had people describe it that way.
Yeah.
Like that little amount, it just makes colors a bit brighter. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's
everything's
really lovely.
Like, this is fun.
Yeah, you know. Pretty much. But, you know, you can also have heaps and lose your brain.
It's like everything. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd have. They're those where it's like for 10 hours, you're like, no, I don't need that.
No, you don't need that. Look, mushrooms just a little bit. It's only like 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
It's chill. Yeah.
Should get some.
Yeah, do it.
Let's
get
go.
Into it. Okay, so you're on the radio early fucking mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 5 days a week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. You're friends with your coworkers that you do the show with, right?
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. You can't get up that early and put up with shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so impressive and so cool to have built your career around like chatting with your mates.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. No, I love that so much. What happens if you're like a little grumpy or do you ever have
beefs? Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
No, not with us. We don't.
That's good.
Have beefs. I'll be grumpy occasionally, but they just give me shit. They'll ask me to get the Headspace app out. That's a running joke. They go, man, you've just blown a few. I've told them about having to use the Headspace app to calm down.
Yeah.
People just give me the shits. But it's never at them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just, again, breakfast radio, gigs at night.
Yep.
Work stuff in between, two kids.
Yep.
Occasionally, you're just going to snap.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's impressive that it's not more often.
Yeah.
You are, like, renowned as one of the nicest guys in comedy, which is so cool.
Oh, thank you.
People adore you.
Oh, that's nice.
It's so nice. I was talking
thank you
to
very much.
Jacob before the episode. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to see Nick. It's going to be so nice. You're lovely.
Oh, I see. I think over time, people... If you hang out with me a couple hundred times a year when I've woken up at 4:30,
okay.
And especially now, like we're at the pointy end of the year, there's a week left.
Yeah.
So it means, it's been over 200 4:30 a.m. wake ups. And there's people watching this that do actual jobs that get up that early. So I'm not comparing myself to you. You do much better things. But if you sleep past then, no matter what you do, I'm better than you.
Yes, yes, you are.
I work 3 hours a day.
Oh, you'd hate to know what I do, though.
What's that?
Oh, solid 4 hours, 5 hours maybe of dog walking. But I start whenever I want, so I sleep until like 8.
Are you a dog walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Awesome. How many at a time?
Maximum 4. It's the legal limit.
Oh, fuck. Is that an Australian?
Yep.
It's got to be an Australian thing, yeah.
I think that's New South Wales specific, but there's different limits. I think it's 5 in Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queensland, 15.
Probably.
Just going for it. Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So even 4 little ones, you think it would be more the combined weight of the dogs?
You'd think so, because yeah. I do have some bigger dogs, and yeah. the 2 of them are plenty. I don't walk anyone else with them because yeah. I'm like, oh, they could take me over. Like, I'm yeah. strong, but...
Yeah.
They're stronger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weigh the same amount as me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's hectic.
It's great.
5 days a week?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
And you can start whenever you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, sick. That's so good.
Yeah, no, I've got
cruising around.
Yeah. It's real chill.
Yeah.
It's very, very nice.
And a job that would get you more work as you do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All the time people are like, yeah. oh, what's your number? And I'm like, I'm actually so busy. I've got a podcast later.
I've got a fort in my lounge room.
Yeah. But also, you know, you can only walk so many. I think I max out at like 5 groups or walks, 5 or 6 a day, because that's 5 or 6 hours of
yeah,
walking.
Yeah. So you're walking them an hour at a clip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is that's great.
How many... You don't have a Fit watch?
No, but I track it on my phone.
Oh, how many steps? What's the...
On a big day, we're getting close to 30,000. Average day, it's like a minimum 10,000.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. If I've just got like 1 or 2. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a...
It's so good.
Are you sick of these streets though? Like,
No, because I go all around. Sometimes I'll drive them to a dog park and we'll walk around there.
Yeah. Can you get on a bus and hop off somewhere with a few dogs and then...
Probably, but
start
I
new
have
suburb,
a
couple. You know,
I probably could. That'd yeah. be fun.
Yeah,
fun to see them on the bus.
There's a comedian, Tony Martin, yeah. who, like legend in Melbourne, lives in Melbourne, and he and his partner are trying to walk every street in Melbourne.
Oh my god!
It's taken them years,
oh
like
my god.
Years and years. Because you think every street in Melbourne, it's not gonna. How many streets are there? And then you realize
there's so many streets.
Yeah.
But that's a great, it's a great city for that kind of challenge because yeah. it's just like boop, 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 the grid.
Yeah.
The fucking grid system. I love it. Oh my
that's
God.
That's the CBD, but he's doing the burbs.
It's
he's getting
further out than the CBD. It's a grid all the way out to like a few suburbs out, right?
Yeah. Not a neat grid. But
okay.
Yeah, I guess a grid. Yeah. Like in Brisbane, that'd be a shit.
Oh my god, the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Because it takes you 20 minutes to drive from like one place to another.
Yeah. I remember one of the first times doing the sit down and you stay at that apartment and you know, you open Google Maps or whatever and it's like it's 400 meters away or.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, this would be fucking great.
Easy.
And there's 2 hills in between. You're like, what the fuck has happened here?
Yep.
This is not, you turn up just wrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hilly little city and everything's spread out. It's for driving exclusively. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So no fights with the workmates.
No, not...
not yet.
No. Mm. Like occasionally, like on air, you'll disagree over stuff and...
Yeah.
Like fight about it on air.
Which is great because it's
good
content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're very good at... As soon as that finishes,
yeah,
that's we're all good.
That's awesome. That's so good. I guess if anyone had any real proper beef, you'd probably not do the show together anymore.
100%.
Right? Like that happens. That's happened to radio duos.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What gets me more is like they hated each other for the last 8 years of the... And you're like, what are you doing?
What? That sounds
do
miserable.
Do something else.
Yeah.
The only reason it's fun is because you get along.
Yeah. Oh my god! Did they pair you up? Were you guys mates already, or does the radio?
No,
go...
like I'd done a couple spots on their shows in like promoting like Melbourne Comedy Festival time or whatever. But now they just got me in to do a like an audition.
Yeah.
And we started chatting. It was like 20 or 30 minutes. We're just chatting and laughing and fucking around.
Awesome.
And the producer said, "We haven't done anything yet. We've got to actually do something to show the bosses."
Yeah.
But what he didn't tell me is the producer, Leon, shout out DJ Shergs, he'd recorded that whole thing.
Yeah.
And gave it to the bot, like, aww, look, they just fucking hung out properly for the first time and they get along like this.
Yeah,
so,
the chemistry is real.
But it is weird that you can get paired up with people for 2-3 years at a time.
Yeah.
Off of getting along for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's such a strange little world.
Like having one good date and then you should lock a boyfriend in for 3 years and there's no option of getting out or whatever.
It's fucking crazy.
It's pretty wild. But no,
it's so strange.
It's good fun. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. That's awesome. We should probably get into some sleepover games.
Yeah.
If you're up for that.
Let's do it.
All right. Beautiful. Starting off with a classic sleepover game, Would You Rather. You know the game?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Would you rather your kids stay tiny and cute forever or they grow into adults tomorrow?
Oh, fuck. That's brutal. Would You Rather is normally a... Like, this is both... They're both sad.
Well, it has to be. They either both have to be bad or they both have to be good. Otherwise, it's not a hard fucking
decision.
These
are so sad.
It is sad, right?
Yeah, because what sucks is like one of the... I hate parents that are like, I want my kids to live at home forever. Mm. You're like, you're a psycho and you need some mates.
Get a hobby, mate. Yeah.
You just be happy that they're with you for a certain amount of time and, you know. So what, you get to see them grow and get better at stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, try things for the first time. And that's all nice. So you wouldn't want that to go away. And that's going to go away if they turn old tomorrow. How old are we talking? Like an adult.
Like an adult. I want to say 20, not even like like that in their 20s.
Because if they're older than me tomorrow, that's pretty fucking weird.
It would be super strange.
Shut the fuck up. just 42.
That hit to the nuts is going to really hurt.
You know what? I'm going to say... I'll say turn 20 tomorrow because you're skipping what everyone tells you, shit, 10 years.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
And it's like, I love travel.
Yeah.
And we just don't go far with them because they won't remember shit.
Yeah.
But if the kids are 20 tomorrow, I'm like, sick. First of all, you can carry your own shit at the airport. I'm using all my points. Mum and I are going up the front. Fuck you, kids. You're down the back. You're 20.
Yep.
Who cares? I'm trying to look at the positives of them. Yeah, you've skipped like parent-teacher interview.
Yep.
Or, you've skipped all that.
Totally. And I mean,
and if they're young and small forever.
Yeah.
A part of it is you want to enjoy it because you know it is.
Yeah.
It is moving on.
Yeah.
Whereas if my two-year-old's just fucking shitting himself and, you know, throwing stuff at the window forever.
It's a very different life.
That's a disaster. Yeah, I don't want that one.
When you say throwing stuff at the window.
He's not an ape. Okay. He's not, he's not that bad.
Good.
Yeah, he's not that much of a jock. He's not throwing his own shit.
Not yet.
Yeah, no.
All right, great answer.
Yeah.
Would you rather there be no more reports of mid-flight brawls, as in it's all stopped?
Yeah.
Or they're still happening, but you're instigating everyone.
And I have to just keep. We've got to look into every.
It for the pod.
Well, that's the thing. Legitimately, if we stop now,
yeah,
there are still thousands.
Oh, in history.
And thousands of them, like so many.
Jesus.
So I'm going to say stop now.
Yep.
And then at least we know how long we have left.
Yep, even an end date. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And I, like, when we started it, we honestly thought it would end up being a lot of, Bali, Jetstar, neck tat punching
totally.
On. But there's been such an array of sky crimes. like a first-class passenger shitting on a drinks cart
to
a whole episode of guys pissing on passengers they don't know in the sky.
Oh, my God.
To, like, elderly women trying to punch on with someone in front. It's everyone. It's drugs. It's no drugs. It's people seeing things. So It's not like I haven't got to enjoy a vast array of, you know,
of
grubs in the sky. So I'll say, let's end it now. Yep. And that also means that everyone will have a nice flight.
Yeah, from now on. That's so true. You know? Oh my God, that sounds safe.
Yeah.
Safe and good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's but there's still so many to see, you know?
Good. Okay. Just a little note for the listeners and the viewers. Go fucking listen to the pod. Go listen to Mid-Flight Brawl. So funny.
It's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun. Mm. Now, the next game we normally play is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yep.
And
heard of it.
You've heard of it. Yeah. You know the game.
Yeah.
I've already discussed how much I am in awe of like how cute you are with your wife. So I've done a little different. Fuck, Marry, Kill, your wife.
Yeah.
Three kids in a trench coat pretending to be your wife.
Yeah.
And your wife, but she's been turned into a worm.
Oh.
Got to be real careful with this answer because one might put you in jail.
Yeah. Well, I'm either married to three children in a trench coat forever.
Mm.
I fuck them, which I would say is worse.
That's definitely worse.
Kill them, but I thought it was an adult in a trench coat.
No, they're pretending to be a wife.
Oh, like, I know.
If that convinces you, that's on you.
Do I really know my wife? If I'm tricked by three children,
or just any human adults,
yeah. This is brutal.
I got to be honest with the listeners here as well. I didn't come up with this one. This one's all Jacob.
Jacob. I see why he left. He's ashamed of himself. He's going to think about what he's done.
He's just at work.
He left.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is so shit. What do you do?
I know what you do.
I'm going to marry my wife.
Yep.
Fuck the worm.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's easier to explain to my wife. That I reckon if I do...
It is your wife.
It is my wife.
Yep.
But she's a worm.
She's been turned into a worm.
Yep. That's cool.
Okay.
That's in sickness and in health.
Think you'd kill her, but okay.
Oh, is it? And does my wife know she's trapped as a worm?
Yeah.
I'm still not fucking kids, so I'm going to kill the kids.
Kill the kids. God, yes.
Kill the kids.
That's a yes.
Yeah. Fuck the worm as my wife. Yeah, that was crazy. And then just stay married to my wife.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. I personally would have gone with the marry the worm and fuck your wife because
I think
you're going to kill the worm.
But I think you can... You can have sex when married, you know.
What?
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Marriage is pretty cool now, guys.
Okay, I guess
get on board.
I am going to move that wedding date up. Yeah. This is exciting.
What? You're married and fucking? This guy's crazy.
That's very cool stuff. Okay, the next game is called Bend or Snap.
Yeah.
This is where if a friend does this thing, do you either bend, like be flexible? Or is the friendship over? Do you snap? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bend or snap if they make nonstop bad ginger jokes.
Oh, that's bend. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I work hardly with, even have red hair, but
no,
in some
it's not.
Line,
it's brown hair.
Brown. Yeah. What the fuck?
Brown
is
hair.
Your beard?
It's just a red beard.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay.
Just red beard, and I, you know, get ginger shit. Ranger. That's fine.
It. Okay.
Whatever.
I only hate
it's
it.
It's a popular combo, the brown hair, red beard.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's around a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother's got that.
Yeah.
Oh, blonde hair, red beard. Yeah. Nah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I work with Brendan Favola, so I've heard a lot of Ranger jokes.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
It's a personal,
I'm not snapping.
Personal
yeah, of course,
problem. With,
of course.
It's not even natural.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
You're bringing this on yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But yeah. I did a YouTube thing and someone just did a bunch of ginger jokes at me.
Oh, great.
And it like popped off on TikTok so that I get comments and messages repeating the same jokes every day.
Wow.
So it might be like getting to
me. Yeah. Are you at snap?
Okay. Yeah. It's a snap. It's for sure a snap. Okay. Bend or snap.
Mm-hmm.
If your friend doesn't like your kids.
Oh, that's fine. That's Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not their kids. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've got heaps of mates whose kids I don't. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, my kid. Couldn't give a fuck. I'll help them if they're crying or something. But yeah. Besides that, see, it's your birthday, champ. You do
okay.
You.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm
what
hanging
I'm talking
out with
about.
These two. Oh, yeah. No one loves any, like everyone else's kids. That's
yeah.
Insanity.
That's weird. That's
yeah.
Maybe keep an eye on them if they
yeah.
Do. Yeah.
That's like liking all of your friends' partners.
Yeah, okay.
Unheard of.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And kids
right.
Even more annoying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some
yeah, some partners are pretty grubby, yeah, but kids are.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Okay, last bend or snap. If they talk shit about their wife constantly.
Yeah, that's bend. Yeah.
What? Crazy.
What am I going to snap? Why yeah. Would I snap?
I don't know.
They're clearly using me as some, like, they're yeah. Using me as a.
Like a therapist yeah. Kind of
yeah.
Thing. Yeah. I'd
and
just
everyone does that.
Constantly?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not constantly, but it's like this is, you know, if you're married with kids.
Yeah.
My wife's doing that to her mates.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
It's just fair.
All
it's
right.
Like, that's all right. I couldn't get upset. One of my wife got annoyed about, and she'll watch this, so I look forward to it being brought up again, at a date that I don't know. Well, first it'll come up, why'd you talk about Melissa Leong, uh-huh, saying you're going uh-huh. To embarrass me, and then it'll get to this bit and I'll get called out again. It was, I was talking to Heggie on the phone, mm-hmm. And we said if we ever got a divorce, mm-hmm. We would never, like we've got mates of ours that have had wife and kids, mm-hmm. They get divorced. Then they get another new partner.
Yep.
Insane.
Crazy.
What I'm looking at is all my time back. An incredible gift that,
oh my God.
Like, all my time is back.
Fuck.
Like, and I try. It's like, I tried. I had a go.
Yeah.
Got married.
Yeah, yeah.
Did my best. Put in the hard yards. Provided Jesus. For everyone. Got a beautiful white, gorgeous, she's fun and smart. She's the best. If that didn't work,
yeah.
What are the odds?
No, nah, nothing else is gonna
what
work.
What are the odds?
Beautiful.
And she got annoyed saying, so what? You wouldn't even try and fight? I'm like, no, the point is that you're the best.
Yeah, why would she be annoyed
so,
at that?
I don't know. I think
oh
she
my
just
God.
Heard the divorce and thought I was having thoughts about it.
Oh, my
like,
God.
No.
Yeah, 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 fair. Then
nah.
You're just immediately in trouble.
Yeah.
I watched Castaway for the first time.
No, this
sorry.
Is what it was. Sorry. It was the tone of how excited Heggie and I were at the concept of free time.
Yep, yep. Okay, understandable.
Imagine never having to hear this and this. Oh, that'd be incredible. It's all that. I think it was the tone of that. But
yeah,
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 for sure.
Yeah.
yeah, I watched Castaway for the first time recently.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Wilson, the volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I spoil it for you?
Yeah, do it.
It's been out for like 30
yeah.
years.
Yeah,
so.
And also I'm not saying it.
It's good. It's good. But it's like a rom-com, which I didn't really... Well, it's not a rom-com. What am I talking about? It's very romantic.
Okay.
And he's stranded for like 5 years after a plane crash. And the whole time he's stranded, he's got his girlfriend who he just proposed to before he left. So fiance's photo with him, and it's like keeping him going, you know. He miraculously gets back home. She is married with children.
Wow.
It's been 5 fucking years. And
yeah.
I turned to Jacob and I was like, sorry, unless you see our body, you
yeah.
should not move
yeah.
on, okay?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, if I ever heard him being like, oh, I wouldn't get married again after you, I'm like, yeah, good. Thank
yeah.
you. I will never love again after you. I'll take lovers.
Yeah.
I'll take lovers and I'll be like a sad lady who only wears black and everything, but I'll never love again. I refuse.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so.
You had a crack.
Exactly.
Yeah, these people keep looking. What are you doing?
Crazy.
Just give up that aspect of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they look and it's like you're 20 years older than you were when you looked last time.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're going to do better?
Yeah.
No.
No. No.
All right. Good take.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
We have one more game.
Yep.
It is Truth or Dare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this game, whichever you choose, Truth or Dare, if you don't wish to do the thing or answer the thing, You can always choose the other option.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. Truth or dare?
Well, I'm going to say, just based on what's around, like, I don't know what the don't dare look. Could be. So I'm going to say dare. What's
Are
the
you?
Dare? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, there's stuff behind
this
them.
This is insane. This oh, is no. the most brutal dare I've ever come up with because you seem like you could take it, but I don't know. You don't have
oh,
to.
No.
You don't have to.
Is this some like ghost pepper?
Worse. I was going to dare you to eat a piece of cat food.
Oh.
No, it's fresh otherwise. Out the bag. It's not.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Nah.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Don't
I'm actually
do
not.
It.
I'm like, what
oh,
am
thank
I?
God.
You know what? I reckon when I was a kid, my name, that's so terrible that I you were meant to choose one and then do it. And I just went, no, I'm actually not going
to. I told I you, like, you don't
yeah.
have to. I
yeah,
said
you were
that,
like, you whoa, wait. I reckon as a kid, my neighbor had like four cats.
Yeah.
And once I grabbed one of them and licked it to see.
Yep, everyone does it.
And it was not as bad as what the wet food smells like.
No.
The wet food, I don't know what's in
it's
it.
It's rank, but I'm pretty sure I made, we, my siblings and I made our little sister eat
both oh.
dry and wet at
oh.
some point.
Yeah, great.
I'm pretty sure.
And they, yeah. See, I was an older brother. I don't yeah. think I made my younger sister do that. We didn't have cats. I probably would have. But I was like, how did you think about that stuff as a kid? You're like, how, why did they do it? But I see like my two-year-old looks at my five-year-old like, this guy
exactly.
is God.
That's what
yeah.
it is.
He could easily make him.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Because and when the two-year-old throws something at a window,
yeah.
I yell at the five-year-old because I know he told him to do yeah. it. Yeah. By the way, it. The fact that we've done this whole pod and there's just been a creepy little dish of three bits of cat food behind there, and you're like, do it. Do it.
I'm very sneaky. I'm so glad you didn't do it, though. Oh, my oh. God. I don't know if I could handle seeing that.
I was like, what? Yeah. What am I thinking?
yeah.
Like,
just
I said
for
it.
A podcast.
Yeah. I said on. Yeah.
People do tend to take them seriously. Do you want to do the truth, though?
Yeah. Why yeah? not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which kid's your favorite?
Oh. Fuck, that's brutal.
It's hard.
Oh, that fucking let me eat the cat food. I'll eat all the cat food. Who's favorite?
Now you want it.
Based on right now.
Mm-hmm.
The little five-year-old's been a champ recently. Okay. Went on his first little camping trip.
Mm.
He's pretty proud. He starts primary school soon.
Oh.
He's been real brave about it.
Yeah.
The two-year-old's like a puppy, you know? Even if I said to him, I don't like you, he'd go, ah, just punch me in the dick and run off, you know?
He's like an
he's
easy
fine.
Crowd. You're like, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. Whereas the five-year-old, you have to work. There's, yeah. You know, he gets devastated. Like when I'm going to be away for 3 nights and mm-hmm. that team is like, what? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, it sucks.
Cute. Whereas
the two-year-old, you just say tomorrow. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how days work. Yeah,
he's
the five-year-old.
No concept of time.
Yeah, no.
Cute, cute. All right, great. That's the end of the podcast.
Thank you very much for having
Thank
me.
Thank you so much for coming.
Mate,
can you tell?
It's been great.
Yay, it has been. I think we've gone well over. Yeah, we've gone a little bit over time.
Oh, no, swear.
Because it's been a pleasure. Tell everyone where to find your special
yep.
and where to find you and everything.
At the Nick Cody on Instagram, but the special's called Nick Cody, live at the Corner Hotel, on YouTube in 4K.
Ooh.
Fancy. It's going well. the clips are going well.
Yay.
It's just fun. And Mid-Flight Brawl, the podcast
yeah.
with Luke Heggie.
Beautiful,
the best
beautiful.
Fun.
Good.
Yeah.
As usual, I will put all the links in the show notes so you can go and find them.
Yeah.
Do it. Nick's just one of the best. You know, the best.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, my God. Of course. Thank you. You know where to find me. If you don't, it's Chloe Madryn on everything. Please, if you want to. Chuck a little
Patreon.
Subscribe. Yeah, get on the Patreon.
Get on the Patreon.
Get on the Patreon. We've got bonus episodes. We're going to do a we do quarterly slumber
yeah.
parties
Great.
Via Zoom with the
yeah.
listeners. So if you get on soon, then you can get into that. That'll be really fun. But otherwise, yeah. All the things. It'll be in the show notes. Thank you guys for listening. I
the
love
setup
you all.
The setup so good, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Have you ever done like a – have you shown them video of the setup?
No.
Have you ever done like a, what's it called? Like the...
like a time lapse thing.
Yeah, time lapse. Mm.
Nope.
Of the setup.
I should.
Yeah.
I look horrific just doing it. I'm like...
You can't look great putting this together. It's a hard job. The fact that I don't know if the listeners know what it is attached to, that to me is the best bit.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
It's a secret. Just put it on the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then that's the only way you'll find out is on the Patreon. But there, if you thought cat food in a little bowl over there was something, behind here, very different to what you're looking at right now.
It's true. Come find out.
And she's got to get married in Vegas.
Yeah.
Help her get married in Vegas.
Thank you.
Please get married in Vegas. Yes.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.